Welcome to the Siyum celebration journey through Agudat Shalom. We are now up to the first chapter, Mishnayot 2 and 3, in the Tractate of Brachot, the Tractate of Blessings. The resources can be found on our website, or if you look in Google, Tractate Brachot, Mishnah. Again, we're on chapter 1, Mishnayot 2 and 3. So the Mishnah begins with the following statement. The first Mishnah we spoke about is the timing for the evening Shema. The second Mishnah is about the timing for the morning Shema. And the Mishnah reads, Me'ematai korin et Shema b'shachrit. At what point may one read the Shema in the morning? Mishayakir ben tchelet lavan. When one can distinguish between a blue color, tchelet lavan, and white. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. Another Tana, an author of the Mishnah, again, they lived around 1,800 years ago. Bein tchelet lekarti, between the bluish color and leek or green. V'gomra anetzachama. Rabbi Eliezer not only speaks about the first time one can recite the morning Shema, but also introduces the notion of there being an end time as well. Let's step back for a moment. So the Mishnah has a debate about the first time for the morning Shema. One is when you can distinguish between blue and white, and the other is to distinguish between blue and green. Again, this is all based on the idea that when it states in the Torah, one should be reading the Shema and have the ability, re'itim oto, to see the fringes and be reminded of one's commitment to God. The time of blue and white is slightly earlier than the time between blue and karti, green. And in fact, according to, as we say, halacha lemaisa, practical law, it's interesting, if you look in the code of the Jewish law, it tells us that what time is this, the earliest time for reciting Shema? It is the time of day when one will be able to distinguish, it says in the halacha, Mishayakir Chaveiro, when one can recognize their friend who might be approximately 8 feet away. The Chafetz Chaim comments that this refers to somebody who you know somewhat. If you know the person really well, then even if they're farther than 8 feet away, you can see them. If you don't know them at all, then you'll never be able to recognize them. And this is sometime after dawn, certainly before sunrise. If one looks at a calendar, one can see the earliest time for reciting Shema, as the sun is beginning to break in the morning. One comment that's made, which is interesting, is that the whole idea of being able to recognize your friend is a philosophic statement to say that we cannot recite the Shema, which is our embrace of God, until we have first recognized those around us. As one of the mystics would say, one must first accept upon oneself the mitzvah of Yahavta L'Recha Kamocha. You should love your neighbor as yourself before we begin the davening to God in the morning. Then the Mishnah continues and says, what is the latest time for Shema? Rabbi Eliezer says the ideal time is actually to finish the Shema as you're beginning to approach Netzachama, which is sunrise. And many people have a custom of what we say, davening Vatikin, which means with the early ones, where they try to time the bracha of Ga'al Yisrael, which is the end of the blessings of the Shema, as they begin the Shemona Esrei. Rabbi Yeshua says, Ad Shalosh Sha'ot, that you can recite the Shema up until 3 hours into the day. Again, as we pointed out, these are not 360-minute hours, but we call Shalosh Sha'ot Zmaniot, hours that represent the 12 portions divided equally between sunrise and sunset. So in the winter, these may be 50-minute hours. In the summer, when daylight is longer, they may be 70-minute hours. Why is that the latest time for Shema? And if you look actually in the bulletin, and in many places, you'll see Sof Zman Kriya Shema, the latest time for saying Shema. Shekein Derech B'nei Malachim La'amod B'Shalot Sha'ot. Because the way of B'nei Malachim, royalty, was to get up later in the day, up until 3 hours into the day. Why is this germane? Because the Torah says that one should recite the Shema uvukumecha when you get up. The question is, when do people get up? So there are people that get up very early, but there are people who get up later in the day, and generally the last time for waking up is 3 hours into the day, so that becomes your zone for the morning Shema. What if you miss the time for Shema? So the Mishnah addresses this. Hakori mikan ve'elech, somebody who reads the Shema after the latest time for Shema, lo hifsid, he doesn't lose out, but rather ka'adam hakore b'Torah, he is equivalent to somebody who gets a merit of reading the Torah, because the Shema, again, are words from the Torah, you've studied it, it's an important accomplishment, but you've missed out on reciting Shema in the proper time. The third Mishnah in chapter 1 talks about the posture for reciting the Shema. Beit Shammai omrim ba'erev kol adam yatu v'yikra'u. Beit Shammai takes the statement in the Torah that you should recite the Shema in the evening when you are lying down and Shema in the morning when you're up, very literally. And he says, ba'erev, in the evening, every person should lie down and read the Shema, uva boker, and in the morning, yamdu, you should stand. Shenemar, as it says, uva shachbacha, uva kumecha, when you are lying down and when you get up. Beit Hillel has a broader interpretation of this verse. Omrim, he says, kol adam kori kadarko. Everybody can read in whatever posture they want, whether it is sitting, lying down, or standing, regardless of the time of day. Shenemar, as it says, uvalechtecha vaderech. Because the Shema also says, in it itself, that you can say the Shema while you're going along the way. And that would imply in whatever situation that you're in. So the Mishnah actually reflects back on Beit Hillel's statement. Im kein, if that is true, that you can recite the Shema with whatever posture that you have, Lama Nemar, why does it say, B'shach b'chov kumecha, when you lie down and when you get up? So Beit Hillel says, which is actually, again, the way that we interpret the Mishnah and the text, B'shah shebnei adam shochvim, at the time when people are lying down. It doesn't mean you have to lie down, but the appropriate time for the evening Shema is when people are going to sleep. U'v'shah shebnei adam omrim, and when is the appropriate time for the morning Shema? Uva kumecha does not refer to posture, but it refers to the time when people are waking up, hence from the beginning of the time when you can recognize a friend up until approximately 3 hours into the day. Then the Mishnah concludes with an anecdote. Amar Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon says, Ani hayiti baba derech. I was walking along the way, v'hitesi likros k'divrei Beit Shammai, and I lay down to follow the words of Beit Shammai. V'sakanti ba'atzmi, and I endangered myself, b'vnei halistim, because there were robbers there, and this was putting me in a very vulnerable position. So the rabbis comment, it's Rabbi Tarfon, Amru lo, they said to him, k'dah hayiti lachov ba'atzmecha, you really should be indicting yourself here. Not only because you've endangered yourself, which is the rationale why you're saying it wasn't a good idea to lie down, but even more importantly, she'avarta al divrei Beit Hillel, because you transgressed the words of Beit Hillel. There's a general consensus in the Talmud that when we have a debate between Beit Shammai, the house of Shammai, and Beit Hillel, the house of Hillel, we follow the words of Hillel. So the rabbis here are criticizing Rabbi Tarfon to say, look, you're wrong in what you did, not simply, of course, because you endangered yourself by lying down during the evening, but really you should have followed the words of Beit Hillel, who says it doesn't make a difference what posture that you have as long as you're reciting the Shema in the evening. This concludes our Mishnah messages and study of Chapter 1, Mishnah 2 and 3 in our Siyum celebration journey from Agudat Shalom. Have a wonderful day.